Adam and Eve knew what it was like to be naked and without shame. But deep shame and insecurities have been the norm ever since sin entered the picture. And it takes much spiritual maturity to learn how to be comfortable in our own skin again. It doesn't take long before we start noticing our differences from each other. Even within the same family, there are different body types and personalities. And these comparisons continue, often unconsciously, at work. And as we scroll through social media, the movies we watch, and the ads we can't avoid as we go throughout life. Everything seems at the extreme. We're either too much or not enough, too big or too small, and rarely do we rest in our own skin of being just enough. Of course, some comparisons are good. A good role model highlights the tension between where we are and where we want to be. But the point is still to move toward the best version of ourselves. The comparison is to give us hope and not to leave us in despair. The thief of goodness is on the prowl when we're not growing in our ability to once again stand naked and without shame. And this plays out in many different ways. For instance, it certainly includes being comfortable in our literal skin as embodied beings. Our bodies are to be honored and not merely tolerated. This also includes our thoughts and emotions, our inner world that we often keep hidden. Growing in comfort means learning to share the deep movements of our heart without fear. Likewise, it means accepting our unique personality and quirks. We don't go against the grain of who we are just to fit in with others. Whatever it looks like, we're not free to love fully when shame and insecurities weigh us down. Don't let fears and doubt hold you back. Grow comfortable in your own skin and learn to bring more life and goodness into the world through the gift of your very self.